An ex reached out to me the other day. We dated nearly a decade ago. He was too polite to ask me out because he's 10 years older, so I asked him out. He's probably the only ex I would be okay with reaching out. I think it's one of the hardest breakups I've done. I wasn't expecting a message from him. We talked last about 7 years ago. Last I heard, he was moving in with someone while I was moving on from someone. So I'm surprised, but curious and intrigued, which is why I found myself agreeing to drinks to catch up. But I feel like this is a slippery slope. There's something dangerously intimate about familiarity and being comfortable around a person. I find the worst part of dating is the first few months where it just essentially feels like a job interview, where everyone tries to be the best version of themselves for 3 months. Except none of us really want the best version of someone. We want the real version of someone. Version that you actually end up getting. And that's why familiarity is dangerous, because I already know what I'm getting, and so do you. You already know that one of my favorite smells is Lily of the Valley, because it reminds me of family. And you already know that lavender is one of my least favorite smells, because it reminds me of family. You know that I hate my birthdays and need a reason to have a lazy morning to stay in bed. And when you come over, my hair will be a bit of a mess because when the tape goes on, the curls begin to do their own thing. You already know that I change out of work clothes as soon as I get home, slip into my oversized tank tops. You know that I'll always have socks on because my feet are always cold. You know where everything is in my place, know you can help yourself. So when I find you in the kitchen, I can't help but slip behind you and wrap my arms around your waist. I don't know why that's so comfortable, standing behind someone, arms wrapped around their torso, pressed against their back, and head against their shoulders. And you can't help but laugh when you feel my fingers fumble at your waistband because you know I fucking hate the buttons. I can't do them with long nails, and it's just 5 minutes of feeble attempts before I give up and beg you to do it for me. I'm willing to have you make fun of me and my dexterity issues as long as the end result is that your buttons are dealt with at the end. And this is where I can't help myself, sliding hands under fabric and grasping you while I rest my head on the back of your shoulder. And after a few minutes of me stroking you, this is where you can't help yourself. You move my hands, turn us both around, and hand on back, guide me to the bedroom and push me towards the bed. And I am more than happy to wrap my lips around you rather than my fingers, tongue running up your shaft and curled around the head, with your fingers curled around the hair on the back of mine. I already knew that you tasted good after all. But at some point, we both want more. It's inevitable. We always want more. So now it's my turn to place my hands and thighs and guide you to the bed. Have you lay down, but partially propped up while I get to throw a leg over you and get on top? I know, be on top. Some things just never change, I can't help it. I love the feeling of you between my legs while I get to place soft kisses on jawlines, the neck on collarbones. And then some of those end up being teeth grazing your skin because I just can't help myself. It's fun to catch a bit of skin between my teeth, and I promise not to leave any marks, not unless you want me to. I love wrapping my arms around your neck, draping them across your shoulders, and letting my nails kiss your soft skin as well. Little red marks that last a few hours to remind you of where I've been. And maybe I can't help but leave one last bite mark on the top of your shoulder. And you. Finally. Slide into me, because God, fuck, you feel good. You always feel too fucking good. And maybe this is why I love familiarity. You already know what I sound like. I already know how your fingers feel as they dig into my hips, following the pace I'm setting. And you already know how I like setting the pace. I can't help myself. I like hearing your breath catch, and I like you returning the favor. And I'll admit that usually I'm worried about being obnoxiously breathy. And it's so nice to not have that thought cross my head because you're used to it by now. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I do love the familiar feeling of you just being inside me. I forgot how good it feels to have you stretch me out and fill me. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel good. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm so close. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel good. And I really want that familiar feeling of us coming together. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Please come with me. Maybe the downside of all this is that I'm usually freezing cold after sex, and now maybe you'd be stuck being used as a heater. Maybe I'm just really bad for prioritizing my own comfort.